Looks like Roman architecture or something, Matt said. Circular, like the Colosseum. Older than that, Robin said quietly. I wonder why it's on here. Some ancient site. Just got linked to the wrong point on the map, that's all. Could be, she agreed. There's a link button here with an arrow on it. Probably takes us back to the map. Matt clicked on it. The screen changed again to show another wireframe model. But this was not a building. Looks like a person, Robin said. Why is that linked in? Well, to give an idea of scale, Matt suggested. Or maybe they're building a recreation of the place when it was in use centuries ago or whatever. They can populate it with models of people, like the figures in those simulation games. They're called avatars, he tried to explain. Those are their computer simulations of people or creatures that have some behavior and habits that the computer generates. So you can simulate an environment, like those games you get recreating cities or battles or whatever. Yes, that's right, Matt said, a bit disappointed that she knew. Robin nudged his shoulder. So stick him in the model and see what he does. We can try. It took Matt a few minutes, playing around with the mouse and the keyboard, before he was able to do it. In the process, he discovered how to make the building a solid, real-looking structure with stone walls and floors. They could see now that it was in a poor condition. Walls were broken and the floors were scattered with sand and rubble. Right. I think I've got the hang of it now, he said. Let's put our little man in this area here, beside the wall. Matt positioned the mouse pointer on a section of sandy floor beside a stone wall. The detail in the wall was impressive now it was fully rendered. A thick creeper was hanging down, large veined leaves gripping the crumbling stonework as the creeper looped in a lazy S shape towards the sandy floor. In response to Matt's click, a figure shimmered into existence beside the wall. It had the shape of a man, but it did not look like a man. Away from watching eyes, wreathed in shadows, the sand had lain on the stone floor for centuries. It stirred, as if worried by a breeze. But no breeze disturbed the large veined leaves of the creeper hanging down the wall and gripping the crumbling stonework. On the ground, the sand shimmered and shifted, slowly at first, but gradually it rippled and moved. Grains rolled together, coalescing into a shape, a flat image on the floor, like a relief carving. Then the figure filled out, rose up, gathered more and more of the sand into itself as it rose. It didn't climb to its feet, but flowed upwards, sand forcing its way like water bubbling from a spring, into a crude approximation of a man.